Hi, everybody. I'm Amatron, and today is Friday. And it's December 2nd, 2011. In a year from now, it'll be December 2nd, 2012. So Larry is right on. First got on there, he posted both dates. So, and if you want to feel the energy, I think we're going to do this here. Larry prompted me here. Know what today feels like, right, everybody? So let's go a year in the future here. We have to find some timelines where the clones are living, and we will see how it feels a year from today. This will be pretty freaky. You know, this is our paranormal night, so we can do all kinds of weird things. Oh, are you ready, Carrie?
Ready.
Oh. Oh, you might feel the clones changing your body instantly because you have to get new clones in here because one you have now only knows about today. So here we go, everybody. One, changing now. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody, right now you're in the future. So, you probably won't change physically by being aged 1 year, but the energy that you're living on will be a timeline right now. That's a year from now. So, let's get some comments from people, some callers, and see what you guys have experienced. Or also, you can go to the fast chat, click on that. So, Carrie, back to you. Anything new and exciting going on besides
besides
a windy day today?
Suddenly being in the future? No, actually, the wind has finally calmed down here. L.A. is covered in branches and fallen trees and power outages, but luckily I wasn't really affected. Cold, though. But from what you just did, Ron, I had a funny feeling in my head at the beginning, but I felt that in my arm bones. My arms feel a little peculiar, so maybe we can have some callers. That would be wonderful, see what you guys felt. So we're on Station 2 tonight, Friday, and I'll give out the numbers here. If somebody would type those in, that would be great. So the first one, the toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, that's 888-429-5471, and then hop down to line 4, and that's area code 530-413-4511. Let's see. I'll just read out a few little bits and pieces here before we go to the questions on the fast chat so that I don't forget to do that later. So tonight's Friday night, so we have the Q&A after the show. So if you have questions, and I just popped on and took a peek, and there are a few questions there already for tonight, that's the CLS questions with an S, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and keep them as short as you can and, you know, one or two sentences for Ron. And then if you can put on the in the subject line that it is for Friday so I know that you're listening. And then Ron is going to have his call tomorrow for the people, any of you who would like to enlist with the military to fight aliens. So, Ron, I'll let you talk a little bit about that in a sec for people that might not know what that is about. And the phone number, the call is tomorrow, Saturday, the 3rd, and it's at 1 p.m. East, Pacific, so that's 4 p.m. Eastern. And the phone number for that is 212-990-8000, and the PIN is 1000. So, Ron, maybe you want to talk a little bit about this while we wait for a caller and some questions on the fast chat. Are you there?
Yes, United States of America military underground fighting the aliens, time travel technology. People that are listening, and we already have people that have enlisted, we'll have the call tomorrow where they can discuss and maybe talk about, share their experiences the last 2 weeks. And if you want to get on the call to find out what they're doing, I'm sure we'll get some people sharing. And you can also do the enlistment yourself. So this is between you and the military forces. You can also choose a different military. You can do like British or Canadian, Russian, many, many different types of countries. The Africans are really neat to experience. But you're able to enlist in whatever one you wish to. And if you don't want to do fighting, maybe they can do, you're good with pushing paper or something. But aside from that, it's quite an experience. And this is all done on timelines. You're active 24/7. You might actually sense, feel what's going on. If you are in the military right now, listening to us, more than likely you're already doing this anyway. So you're probably already, enlisted in alien fighting, even though I don't understand how that works. So you're just taken out of time, on a timeline, trained, and brought back here. Timeline is just a little bit out of our own consciousness here, where we can't really see what's going on. We're real there, so that's the way it works. But the call tomorrow will be at 1 o'clock. My time, California time. So if you are interested, come on the call. You and the military forces. Nothing to do with me. I'm just sort of allowing this to take place because people have requested that they do want to, in a sense, get even with the aliens for giving them such a bad life. That's what it amounts to. So, like a revenge. You know, can't be in judgment here, but you all know what I mean. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, there are quite a few comments, Ron, about the what you just did with the date. So, excuse me. Corey is saying, feel head shifting back and forth a lot. Matt's getting the chills. Janice says she felt it in her head also. Ashley has a heavy throat from that and ringing in her ears. Mika says, I'm feeling elevated after that. Mike says, I feel alarmed a bit. Let me see, there was something else. Broken up on different timelines in reality, still 1 year from now. Yeah, says Jake. Freedom saying, I got on at the end of the counting. Am I too late to be in the future? So did Freedom make it to 2012, Ron?
Well, let's see here. I'll do it again, then I'll bring you people back here. So here we go. If you want to feel the energy a little stronger. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, there we are. I'll bring the people back that need to come back on this timeline. So here we go. Back, I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're back here. Oh, here we go.
Oh,
a little traveling
right.
Exercise there. this is how the how it happens. You're not any older when you go back, forward a year. If I brought you back 20 years in the past, you're still going to be the same age that you are now on this timeline. So you're not going to really degress. So that's the way it kind of works. So, if What else can we talk about, Marcy? And this is our paranormal night, so you guys get out there and call in if you want. And we'll see what we have for paranormal night experience here.
Then if well, Marcy is asking about your annual calls, Ron, that you have at the beginning of each year to sample the energies of each month in the coming year. So maybe
yeah, that should be... since the first Saturday is the 7th, oh, wow, that's Pearl Harbor Day. That'll be a special day, too. We'll do some releasing soldiers there. I've done that, I think, maybe 3 years so far, a bit of the emotional bodies and other energies. There's probably not much left there, but we'll do that again here. December 7th, and... cost will be $20. It'll probably be, I think, about a four-hour call. I think we stay with each energy for about maybe 15 minutes. So it'll be at least 3 hours to 4 hours. So well, I look forward to that coming up here. It's really nice because you can experience the energies of each month of what's going to come to this planet. It'll be pretty close to what's going to be coming. Remember, the light only works in the now, so not going to be 100% accurate, but it'll be very, very close as things change. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's see. The, Ariel has a question about the enlisting with the military. She's saying she wants to enlist, but she's concerned if aliens can interfere and make her into a pawn or a mole. So would that be a concern if you come in, become enlisted? Could they end up using you against us?
No. No, I'd say from my perspective, and I may not be 100% correct, but just to listen to what I have to say here. Once you enlist, then you're with a particular group of people. How big, I don't know. We'll just say hypothetically it's 100 soldiers that you're with. You naturally have, you know, maybe if you go out in one of the ships, you might have maybe half a dozen to maybe 20 people on the ship, but they're kind of like your close buddies. If you've been in the military, you kind of know what I'm talking about. There's a group of people that always are with each other. Well, when you're here, they are also watching over you. Because they have to, because they don't want anything to happen to you because you're part of them group. So you probably have actually more protection, say, from the aliens than you'd be having normally. Now, the next thing is some people are concerned about maybe being hit with some type of alien laser or something and being terminated. Well, the light ship will put you back together again if that happens. Now, the nice thing about that is let's just say that hypothetically, you know, down here, maybe you have a little problem of something and then your body is destroyed on another timeline. Well, they will correct that body and maybe even make it better than what it was when you were enlisted or you got terminated. That could have benefits here also. I can't guarantee that 100%, but that's what I'm seeing is happening. So it is all kind of like a win-win situation. And then you're also, you know, you won't get paid for this naturally, but you will be very possibly having situations that you can see or understanding more about what's happening in your dreams and stuff like that if you get any dreams of bleed-through on this here. And so if you are out there, like I said, in the military right now, I could almost guarantee you that you are fighting the aliens all the time and living here also. So it's like being bilocated. If you do feel like, you know, you're worn out some days, that's because that's what you're doing. And this way, at least you're going into it kind of consciously. And it's kind of a big reward to do this. And you're actually helping the world here. Along with if you enlist in the, you know, United States of America government, the military, you are helping United States of America to fight off the aliens. So, you know, and there's already probably, I would say, 20 to 25% of the world population that we have right now, from people that have died that are enlisted now. So that's the way it works. So anyway, there's quite a few, but it's very nice. The insignia that you would have on your uniform is much like the lightship insignia, has the wings on it, and then there's something in the center of the wings that kind of represents the planet here. So if you happen to see that, and it is gold, the energy is not a patch, but it's like a gold pin, in a sense, that's on the uniforms. So, you know, and it does, it is gold. Anyway, I think we had a beep there, so we have a beeper online.
Anybody there?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Larry. Yeah, your line is a little echoey. Are you on a different phone? Yeah, we can understand you. Yeah, so, yeah. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, so, yeah, what I got in the feature is just a hypothetical thing that I received, and the message I received, and that was that if all the if the light ship isn't here and all the light participants are taken away, it's just a dark area, but and the light and the dark side would be all destroyed. It'd be just terminated. But what I got was a hypothetical thing that if our light that they stole from us was taken back from them, that they would be fighting each other. They would just go crazy wild because our light is sustaining them. And if that was taken back to us, they'd go crazy wild. They'd be destroying one another. And I just, as a hypothetical thing that I received at this point.
Yeah, I would say that you're probably correct. Because there are alien races that fight each other. But, yeah, if they're satisfied, then they don't look for each other to, you know, maybe destroy or eat or something. So they are using us for that. So they'd probably turn into animals, we'll say, look for other races to devour. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. So, thank you, Larry. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So, let's see. We've got some more questions about, or comments and questions about the stuff Larry was just talking about going into the future there. And I guess a lot of people felt stuff in their heads, and Romney is asking, can our head be shattered like glass all over the place? Kind of a yucky image.
I have no idea on that one, so.
Okay, all right. So, let's see. Terry is saying, how do we get to that blank piece of paper feeling with nothing written in the future?
To be in the moment.
Yep.
You're in the moment. Nothing exists but what you're in right now. All that you see is moment by moment. That's why I have a hard time reading words, because I have to step back into duality to read them. And well, I just see actually text. I just see the letters, and I have a hard time. I can look at the sentence, but I have to read each word one at a time and to figure out what that actually means. And sometimes if it's too long, I lose track of what the word meant previously.
Right.
Well, that's the way it is when you're in the moment. I saw something on the fast chat about, is there a fee tomorrow? No, there's no cost on the call. Just come on the call. And the people that have enlisted 2 weeks ago, they had a two-week trial period. And they can probably tell you what they've experienced, what it's like, and you can kind of maybe ask them questions. Like I said, this the call has nothing to do with me, typically. It's just that you're given an opportunity by the United States of America government to do this, the ones that are fighting aliens underground here. You're also on the surface, probably working too, and also in the skies. So it'd be interesting to stretch it out a little bit here. You do a gray sky clearing, and maybe you just specify that you would like to, instead of having a light ship take out gray sky alien ships. They are the flat bottom clouds, or what's around you. See if the military could do it. You might try that just to see what happens. I think it'd be quite interesting to view that. And the way the light ship works, people have asked me all the time. They go, oh, man, all the aliens are here, and they're stealing us. Why can't the light ship do anything about it? Well, light ship only sees moment by moment, and it does not engage unless it's engaged upon or something happens to it. So remember, the only reason why the light ship is fighting is because the soldiers, which are in duality, you have to remember this here, they're still in duality fighting, okay? But their cause is to take away the aliens that are preventing them from having free will, free choice, and taking away the spirit energy of the planet and the planet itself completely. So what happens is Lightship views it not like this is a thing that has to be done, and that they're condoning the soldiers, okay, to fight the aliens. What they're doing is they're looking at free will, free choice here. And so when the soldiers engage an alien that shouldn't be here to begin with, okay, because the light ship can't do anything with an alien that's here until they take away your free will, free choice. So once a battle gets engaged and the soldiers maybe get taken out, get terminated, or have problems, or need some help, okay, then the light ship is right there and the light ship takes over the battle for them. But remember, the light ship cannot on its own come out and do battles to the darkness. Have to be attacked first. So this is what happens when I do the clearings on everybody, taking away your clearings of whatever we have on the website. When you go on there, automatically we're taking away darkness out of you. And that darkness is a consciousness. This is like your emotional healing, your pain body healing, all the ones that we have on the website is darkness energy that's attached to you. And so the light ship then works to take that out of you. At times, the darkness does not want, the aliens do not want that to be released from you, and they'll start to attack me because I'm the one bringing the energy in, and instantly the light ship comes and gets rid of that energy. And that's the way it works. So the light ship only works when it needs to, and it does not, like I said, you know, on other programs, the dark side stayed in its own sandbox and played and did whatever what it wanted to do there. No matter what it would be, it would be perfectly fine. The light's not going to reprimand the darkness for being a creation. Okay. But when that darkness comes into light and takes away your free will, free choice, then the light ship will automatically come into battles because there's people there doing the battling. And the light ship is there to help them out for that process. I hope that's perfectly clear for everybody. But the light will never attack the darkness if the darkness doesn't attack it first or do something. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so it's kind of like a giant version of when you're doing a sample clearing, let's say an emotional clearing, and you tell us that we have to think of an issue that we want cleared. Otherwise, nothing will get cleared. So it's like we have to shine the flashlight on the thing that we want cleaned up. Otherwise, nothing will happen. It's kind of like a very big version of that. Oh, and there's a beep. Somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello. This theme of the light ship only comes in and acts after someone is attacked or mind-controlled. What I'm trying to understand is when we go to sleep at night, an alien person or group will take over our minds and take over our timelines and stick us on a timeline and play these dream scenarios to get emotions out of us. What I don't understand is why the light ship just can't, because of that alone, being an attack and a controlling of our free will, an overpowering of us, why isn't that qualifying as having those aliens terminated immediately?
Don't have an answer for that one, Ed.
I do. Because they probably see us as choosing it.
But if we state, I don't want it, I want everybody that ever invades my consciousness to be terminated immediately, that's my free will choice, then will they do it?
I don't know. I don't know if that meets Lightship Protocol. Oh, I don't, there's something
well,
in there that
I don't
know about. We're trying to use our linear mind
to see the difference.
Out what's happening, and it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just thought I'd point that out, that that seems to be excuse enough to get rid of our being controlled in our dreams every night when we go to sleep.
But your spirit is choosing to do that. Okay? Spirit
okay, but not
is choosing to take another body somewhere on a parallel lifetime, because it doesn't know the difference, on a timeline, and is choosing that experience.
Okay, so
that's the answer, Ed.
Okay, so there's a part of us that's making independent decisions, and we have no conscious control over it. Is that the case?
In a sense, yes. Uh-huh. Remember, if your spirit knew more about how leaving here, and knew what was going on, you know, it would definitely want to leave here at each ascension point, because you can only leave every 2,000 years. But it just doesn't have that proper information to know that. That's why I'm here trying to educate people about what light is. So, yeah, your spirit has to have enough horsepower to want to get out of here. And then you have the mind control energies attached to your spirit. So whatever you're thinking of yourself throughout every day, that's attached to your spirit. That's why you have to go through a dark side deprogramming process, you know, which you may call a past life review, before you incarnate. And so that's because your spirit takes on every thought that you have. So your thoughts are what's keeping your spirit being deluded and in the delusion of consciousness. So that's the problem that we have here, is people are still choosing mind, not heart energy. So your spirit has to go along with what you're thinking and what you're doing, because that's what you are choosing to do.
But if it's a part of us choosing it that we don't want to do that, and we tell it not to, but it keeps doing it anyway, it seems to me that's a violation of our free will.
Yeah. That would be correct, but you know, there's probably some codes that are hidden inside of you throughout each day that is causing this to happen. But I do understand where you're coming from. Like I said, on the surface, it looks very simple. It's black and white, but there's so much going on that, you know, it's very complicated. That's about all I can say, Ed. It's very hard to figure out the darkness.
Okay, well, then may I suggest a clearing for any entrepreneurs selling pieces of us can be terminated by doing a clearing. That's a suggestion
for
you.
Oh, I could not do something like that.
That's kind of what the timeline crashing does, though.
Yep.
Well, no, because that's different. The timeline, I'm talking about the guy selling the timeline. The guy creating the vendor. I'm looking for the salesman here. It seems to me the whole thing hinges on the salesman.
That's at the end of the clearing, is getting rid of the group that owned the timeline. I can't remember how it's worded, but it's at the end of the clearing.
Okay. It just seems to me that would be the most efficient thing, is if you just could have a simple clearing, because I remember the timeline thing was really involved and took a lot of time when I was doing it. So if you had something simple like remove all the salesmen claiming ownership of you and selling you, you know, just remove them all. That seems to me would be a very efficient way to go directly to the problem.
Yeah, except it's a giant situation. It's just so massive. There's so many timelines to make, you know. Yes, it would be great, but I think it's too vast.
Well,
to
I'm just
be
talking
like
about
that.
I'm just talking about one person, you know, just me or Larry or you, just your salesman, because somebody's claiming ownership. above everybody else because there's one group is in charge. They're not fighting over it. It's like Ron says, one group selling multiple pieces over and over and over, little tiny slivers of you being sold everywhere. Well, it seemed to me that that's the problem. That's the hinge, the point, the fulcrum. You know, without the salesman, it ain't going to happen. So get rid of the salesman. Just my thoughts, my opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand what you're saying. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Okay, I think there was another beep, Ron. Is there somebody else on the line?
Hi, Angelie. Hi, everyone. I have to respond to some of these issues that are being brought forth now, if I may.
Okay.
Hey, okay.
All right. Now, I respect the caller and his voicing of his opinion. At the same time, we're dealing with heart here, not the mind. The mind can give you an opinion every 60 seconds or less. And I, too, have experienced that. But what I see is we all need to ask for more faith and trust in what we have here and not question so much. And I'm not trying to be all and mighty about this. And I, too, have to go through ignoring the mind and the matrix because it's just a dwindling spiral. We're almost out of the rabbit hole here. And every time we give credit or time or energy to the mind, and it's craziness, because it comes up with a question for every question, an answer for every. It's just a matrix. And, Ron, can we do a healing for more, request healing for more faith and trust for all of us who are attempting ascension this lifetime so that we can just not entertain the mind so much. And I think that's the real basic bottom that we need. And we need to acknowledge the miracles that we have experienced. And I have to do this as often as I need to do it. Because I experience miracles every day. And it's because of Ron Arbitron and the ascension path that he has laid for us and all the wonderful healings and clearings and the creation lightship. And I cannot sit here and hear some mind stuff go on that's so foreign, that is alien, that is not of the heart, and we all get hit with this. And so, Ron, could you do a healing for us for faith and trust that we can take the next step of where we're at? And if we have to write down, I even write down my healing so that I don't forget them. When my mind says, oh, you didn't get a healing, you know, forget that, you know, and I'm like, that's a lie, I did. And so sometimes I have to just get in my heart and not even address the mind. And I do know, one other thing before we have this healing, if we can have it, is that what I see is that Ron has on the website all these free healings to protect us when we go to sleep. There's the satellite crashing, there's all kinds of things. All kinds of free healings to help us. And there's no big fix. That's the biggest lie of the dark and the aliens is one big fix. He's right. There are vendors out there, and that's the way the world operates. One big fix. Buy this product, and it solves all your problems. That's been a lie on this planet since day one, and we keep getting trapped in it. So to my dear friend out there, I, too, share your same anguish at times, but we just need to acknowledge the miracles and the healings we have, and go forth. And we have so much to help us when we sleep. It doesn't matter what they do. What matters is what we do with our heart, staying heart-centered, and keeping those pieces of us together. That's what I think. I mean, from my heart, the mind is way out there, but the heart is right here, and we can think with our heart. So, Ron, can we do a healing?
Okay, so let's just do the mind to heart drop. That's that helps out a lot of people. So here we go. We're going to do the dropping your thoughts into your heart center. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do yourself whenever you choose to. So dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Mm-hmm. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1. So we had to command your spirit to drop into your heart center. Don't command your spirit, then it'll be the darkness dropping you into the heart center of you in the land of darkness, the light of the darkness. Thank you, Victoria Ann.
Thank you for all the healing and clearing.
Okay.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. All right. Cindy's asking, who narrates the call for warriors? I guess that's the call on Saturday for the people enlisting in the...
Okay, who what again?
Who narrates that call? I think she just means who's coming on and sort of doing the call. So that would be you.
That'll be me, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's what you mean, Cindy. I'm not really sure. If it's something different, just type in again. So let me give out the numbers again for tonight. The Q&A will be at the end of the show here, a little bit after 8 o'clock. The email address to send your questions to is clsquestions, with an S, plural, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009 and the pound sign. So let's have a look. Excuse me, I'm about to sneeze. Oh, okay. I'm just looking for questions on the what. Oh, yeah. Kathy was asking a little bit ago, let me go back and find it, whether the soldiers are just fighting underground or are they fighting in the sky? I think you mentioned it earlier. I'm not sure, Ron.
I'd say all over.
All over. Okay. So if you enlist, you could be in multiple different places, I think you were saying.
Yeah, you're only going to probably be on one timeline fighting, but you're not going to be stretched out into like 20 bodies doing this here. It'll just be one body. But you could be, you know, whatever you choose to do is what where they're going to place you. You have conscious choice of that. They have more of a choice since you're an outsider coming in. Instead of being in the direct military, because you're coming in as a civilian, listing for what you want to do. Oh, very exciting.
Yeah. Mika is saying, I have been commanding my spirit for protection, and it's been working, so that's good to hear. Michael is saying, how about a clearing of the forces obstructing positive cooperation? What'd you get from that, Ron?
My head, what's that again?
A clearing of the forces that are obstructing positive cooperation. Things getting in the way of people or whatever cooperating.
Yeah, what I'll do a clearing, this is on the website. I'll do a sample. You need to think of something, and I'll do a problematic event clearing. I don't normally talk about. If you do see reoccurring events all the time, clearing might be for you. Oh, if not, we'll do it anyway here. So here we go. So one of the many clearings that we have. This one here, like I said, is stuff keeps happening to you over and over and over again, and you don't know how to get rid of it. This clearing may work fine. Also be an issue that you may have on a seven-generational clearing, and you may also want to do a timeline crash for that emotion. So I'm assuming that you had an emotional lifetime clearing. If you had not, that's where you start. So here we go. Automatic event. Event that keeps recycling. You know, you're going to, like, the motion picture theater, cinema, and you're seeing the same play, the same movie, all the time, but it's different players, but you're the star in each one of those. Here we go. Taking away this one energy. Remember, you have to think of what you want to have released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I will make a comment about the aliens. The ones that we know here are involved with us on our timeline, which means that they're also, like we are, stuck with something controlling them. Otherwise, if they were of light, you would not see them. So I'm probably 99.999% correct on that. The ones that people talk about typically are going to be also in time. And if they're in time, they're stuck like we are. So you don't know what their spiritual teachings are. You know, maybe they have something else very similar to our teachings here. And they're stuck in mind control also because they're in duality. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Kathy has a question relating to December that we're in now on the holidays, and she's asking, may we have a timeline crash for holiday blues for this month? So maybe if you're not going to be with people you want to be with over the holidays, or maybe you lost somebody in previous years during the holidays and it reminds you of that, or, you know, there's a lot of reasons people could get down around the holidays.
Okay, so I'm looking at this here, the sentence. I see it here in front of me. And the key word in there, remember, the aliens get us with keywords, just like your computer does, okay?
Okay.
On your websites, you type in a keyword in Google or what you're looking for, and it finds everything that's related to it. But what's the key word here? Holiday may be pretty generic. Holiday blues. So if we took out the word blues out of that sentence, okay, do we have a timeline crash for a holiday for this new month of December? Well, that sounds pretty good. But the blues is the active ingredient there, okay? So let's get rid of the word blues. This would be also, if you did your natal chart clearing, you could put that word in there, okay? So here we go, the word blues. So I'm going to clear the B, count to 10 to do so. Then we'll do each letter. Let's see how each letter affects you. Remember, this is the code for the aliens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the B. Now we'll do the L. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we have the letter U. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very interesting. Okay, here we go. And E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we got the S. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel to you, Harry?
I'm not actually feeling too much on this. A little bit in my face, maybe, but not... Yeah, I'm not feeling too much. Maybe you guys can type in or call in. What are you feeling, Ron? Because you're running it for all of us.
I feel agitation in my body.
Okay. I'm feeling some more stuff in my face, rising up in my face a little bit and warm. A little distracted. Yeah, I am feeling stuff, but it's not a huge amount. Okay. Let me hit refresh, see if anybody's typed in anything about this one. Okay, Cindy says, my heart started pounding with the E. Janice is yawning. Yeah, those are the two comments. Yeah, I'm feeling a little funny, but not too bad.
We get somebody
okay.
maybe to call in. That'd be great.
Yeah, you
5 minutes
somebody
left.
Call?
Yeah, maybe we can get a caller to call in and have them tell us what they felt with each letter. That would be interesting.
Yeah, so Cindy knows it's the E that made her heart pound. That's interesting, isn't it? So the other letters...
Yeah.
I just had a yawn, too. So stuff's still going on a little bit. Yeah, so if somebody would like to call, that would be great. 888-429-5417 or 530-413-4511. The number's under station 2. So while we wait for a call... where was the thing? Okay, so Q is asking, and this is after Ed and Victoria Ann's phone calls. Q is asking, so we're not to ask any more questions because it's mind energy. So what do you want to say about that, Ron?
That's a good one.
Because we can't help having questions. I mean, we do have mind energy here. That's how it is, and we have the tool of dropping into our hearts to be in that energy. But we do, to function in this world, we have to use our minds, or else we'd probably just be homeless because we wouldn't be able to hold down a job or anything. So we have questions. It's just that's just how it is here. So I don't know how to answer that other than to say, well, it would be tricky to have a show, wouldn't it, Ron, without any questions? You wouldn't need me, that's for sure. I could just be a listener, and then you'd be there, and I don't know what you'd do.
Yeah. So I guess I'm here to answer questions. And
yeah.
Sometimes I don't have maybe the answer that you may want to hear, because I only have my own information that I get from the light ship, and there's so much more going on. Well, that's why we have the Q&A call. That's coming up shortly here, probably within 10 minutes. So, yeah, I do honor Ed's question. And, that would be nice to just have all the aliens take their marbles and go play in their sandbox somewhere else and maybe eat each other instead of eating us. Go there and have a good time on their own and go to their own sandbox, but they're here. And Lightship can't break its protocol of how it works. And that's kind of the hard part for some people. As, I deal with a lot of people who do have a lot of problems with paranormal experiences from them. So it's very, very sad. I can only do what I can do. And the clearings do help. They're not an end-all to anything, but, help. So that's why we have them.
Yeah.
That's the way it is here. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and so the call-in, if somebody could type it into the fast chat for me, that would be great for the Q&A. Coming up in a few minutes here is 646-519-5800. And the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. We already have 7 questions on here for tonight on the CLS questions
at
yahoo.com. Yeah, and there's a beep. So somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hi.
Michael. Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
I've been listening to you. Hello. Can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Hi. Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a question on duality. Now, duality is created by the darkness.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, and that's why we got the problems, because we're not
duality is like white, black and white together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just pure light. You know, it's darkness was created out of light or however it is. But so this physical world was created by darkness.
Well, what we're living in right now, darkness has taken over the light. The light never created darkness. It doesn't know what darkness is, but it has to deal with it in order to do the ascension process. If we didn't have any ascensions every 2,000 years, the light would not come here because you already have light with you. So its own protocol, it needs to come and look for people that have chosen darkness through their ancestries to get away from the light. Basically, that's why the light is here, to help people for the ascension process. Yeah, the energy of darkness is energy system that was created by itself.
And we're part of that. We're living in that three-dimensional.
And we're living in that, unfortunately.
Right.
You do the mind a heart drop, then you feel much better because you're out of that duality system.
Okay,
I'm still living in it here.
Yeah, I just started listening a couple months ago, and I've been, you know, I can see the some truth or reality coming from you. So I'll keep listening. I'm starting to listen on BBS radio. So, thank you. Yeah, that answers a lot right there. Is when you realize that the physical world, they say, oh, God created this world. Yeah, but what God? That God wasn't a good God that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a big thing right there. So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys,
yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, everybody, so I guess we'll call it quits here. End of our paranormal show, so I'll be on the call probably about 5 minutes here, so just call in. If you wish, send your... you have to call in to hear us, naturally. And you can do a muting on your line, which is a *6. And go to the CLS questions with an S, or CLS questions at Yahoo, and type in a question that you would like to have us address tonight. And this will be about a 50-minute call. I have to get off at 10 minutes before the hour. So see you, everybody, on the call if you wish to come on. And thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
And information on the fast chat here. Hopefully you all kind of enjoyed this program. So blessings. See you later, everybody.
Good night.
Night.